Dude, it's all about the dudes tonight.
All about the dudes.
All about the dudes. Coming off of last week's breakthrough, earth-shattering, and controversial show, The Rules of Being a Better Dude, tonight we bring you episode number 31, The Rules of Being a Better Dude, The Ladies Speak. What do you think about that? Are we in for it tonight? I don't know. This could go in lots of directions tonight.
So you said, though, it's all about the dudes, and then you end that with the ladies speak?
Well, because the attention is on us, whether they're speaking or not.
Well, let's just say good evening, good afternoon, and good morning to all the dudes and dudettes listening from around the world, like they do every week from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We have global disruptors, Gregory. Japan, Korea, China, bunch of folks in the United States, and our newest favorite disruptor, Athens, Greece.
Nice.
That dude called in after our show last week. So that dude who's listening in Athens, Yasu, and call in, man.
Is that your kumbado? Is that what they call it?
It's a kumbado. It's a, or a file. Mm. Like a, you know, a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a distinct chance you might be related to him because all Greeks know each other.
Actually, I want Athens. Wait, what did you just say? Was that, that was racial.
I wouldn't really call it racial.
I want the dude from Athens to call in because I want him to translate dude in Greek.
Oh, nice. That would be really cool.
I'll be very interested to hear what that actually sounds
Me
like.
Me too.
Very cool. And to lead off the show, you heard the voice of Tommy Spiro, creative director, branding consultant, and author. But we know him here as
Mr. Results.
And you also heard the voice of that dude, executive and transformational coach, inspirational speaker, and author. But we call him
Mr. Good Freaking News.
And you're listening to the voice of Gregory Neesmith, talk radio host and producer, entrepreneur and activist, known as the point guard, but these guys here seem to call me something else every now and then.
Mr. Lava Lava, a.k.a. Mr. Lavacito. I had this. It's been a couple of weeks. I had to. I'm still holding out for you to have some Latin love in your life, Gregory. I am.
And when Tommy isn't, is that Spanglish or talking Spanish? Every week we talk about not just, I mean, the show's for everybody, but especially for men.
Mm.
To be self-expressed and to be re-energize and go out and disrupt and leave their mark in the world.
Right.
That's what we do every week.
That's what we do here.
And this week, as Tommy said, we're going to talk about the rules of being a better dude.
And who's actually going to talk a lot about that?
Ooh, the ladies.
Is it ladies' night?
It's ladies' night. So just in case we have missed the mark, or maybe our rules are like awesome.
Right.
We're going to find out about that. What were the five rules?
You want to know what the five rules were?
I mean, we should remind the dudes and dudettes out there that there are some rules to being a better dude.
Okay, so here are the five rules. You dudes ready?
Ready.
Not in any particular order.
Fair enough.
Although on my Facebook page, there was some voting going on, which I'll share in a moment. So rule number one for being a better dude is stay out of the cave for long periods of time. Rule number two. Avoid being the Lone Ranger. He ain't no superhero. Number three, be self-expressed. Avoid stepping over and stepping around stuff with your ladies. Be honest, right? Rule number four, let your partners be upset. Actually, let them have their experience. And get messy. Inside the messiness comes the breakthrough. And rule number five, be vulnerable, be honest, be yourself, share yourself, tell on yourself. Then be the five rules of engagement. And on my Facebook page, Gregory.
What happened on the Facebook page?
I did a little Coach Nick, Mr. Good News poll. And number three and number four were the top two. Number three being be self-expressed, avoid stepping around and over things. And number four, which is let your partners be upset. Let them have their experience. Don't disrupt that. It's important for the ladies to have their space.
Did the ladies vote for that one, or did more men vote for that one?
It was both.
Very
dude
cool.
Dude and dudettes.
Well, this is a conversation let's get right back into. So like we always do around this time, Nick starts off with a quote or two and some opening thoughts on tonight's topic, being a better dude. The ladies get to speak tonight.
What? Were you missing something?
Nick's riff.
Whenever something's a little off, Nick gets thrown a little curveball there.
We know that dude.
We know that dude. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. If you're watching on Mirrors, Cat, or Periscope, he's dancing right now.
I am Greek, and Greek's got moves. Yeah. All right, let's get right to it. Men are falling behind in their emotional intelligence evolution while the ladies, like Ladies Night, leave the dudes in the dust. Y'all hear that in the global tribe? Men are falling behind in their emotional intelligence evolution while the ladies, the dudettes, are leaving us dudes in the freaking dust. I got two quotes from two ladies. I got a twofer from two ladies. One is, it's a couple of disruptors. Lauren Bacall. A woman isn't complete without a man. But where do you find a man? A real man these days.
Whoa.
Lauren.
That's a shout out. That's a challenge to the dudes of this global tribe of disruption. Second disruptor. Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. Remember those black and white films with Frank Sinatra? Old Blue Eyes? Those guys looked like men and they were only 27 years old. That's actually a really interesting statement. Listen to Otis Redding singing Try a Little Tenderness. That was a man who understood what a man has to know in the world. Show me a real man now. Where are they?
Tenderness. Ooh.
Remember those black and white films with Frank Sinatra? Those guys looked like men and they were only 27 years old. Listen to O.R. singing, Try a Little Tenderness. That was a man who understood what a dude has to know in the world. She actually said man. Show me a real man now. Where are they? The ladies are calling you dudes out.
Ooh, shots fired.
They are calling you dudes out. Now, here's what's interesting for me. I've run two men's groups. You guys were a part of one of those two men's groups.
We were.
Right?
Yes.
This is over the course of 9 years. So I've got a response to Chrissy and Lauren. I've got a response, at least based on the feedback over 9 years that dudes were sharing, right? Men would say what's getting in the way is not them or us being dudes, right? It's their women. It's their ladies. Among many of the conversations we had, here are some of the more common complaints or in those dudes' cases, they would say truths from the men that have been part of these men's groups. You guys ready for a few of the commonalities in all those 9 years?
Please share.
I hope Lauren and Chrissy are listening. I hope they're listening because the dudes are speaking. Whatever I do doesn't make my lady happy.
I've heard that before.
My wife doesn't let me be me or to be self-expressed. I can't actually show my true colors around her. Tommy's like, I hope my wife's not listening.
Oh, I know she's not listening.
Because she doesn't want to let you be you.
He can be self-expressed on the show.
Right?
That's right.
I can't really be honest with her. She doesn't want to really know the truth. She'd actually get upset if I actually told her the real deal.
Ooh, I've heard that one before.
From you?
Maybe.
Here's a fourth one and the last one. She doesn't trust me, especially when I'm having a friendly relationship with another woman or doing things with my friends that doesn't include her. So who's right? I mean, Lauren Bacall and Chrissy Hynde are asking for, where are the men? Where are the dudes out there? And I'm telling these ladies, and for the ladies in the global tribe, I'm telling you, I've been with dudes for 9 years, and these are some of their common complaints. Are men being good dudes and the women just don't get it? Or are the men just delusional or even being victim? One thing is for sure. Men need to take a stand. In fact, I don't give a shit who's right or wrong. Men need to take a damn stand right now. The time is right now. The world is a demand for men to define themselves and to make a point about who they are, who they be, who they will be in this world. When men take a stand, and you guys have heard me say this in other forms, when men take a stand, the earth rattle and hums and shakes and awesomeness is created. I've personally seen it and experienced what I'm saying myself firsthand. So dudes, tonight is your night.
I thought it was ladies' night.
Yeah. Well, true. Let me finish my riff, please. Don't interrupt my riff, all right? So dudes, tonight is your night and the ladies' night. Let's gain clarity ASAP, like right now, and let's do what we do best, which is take a stand, leave our mark, like Gregory said earlier, and make the earth a better place. Tonight, we do want to hear, Tommy, from the ladies. We want to hear their perspective on what it takes to be a better dude and continue this conversation from last week. So dudes, both ears wide open. It's time to be open. It's time to be open at least to the possibility that there may be other perspectives that the ladies who are calling in tonight are going to share with us and offer with us, offer to us, so that we can bring the best version of ourselves now.
That sounds like a heck of a show ahead.
You're fired up tonight, Nick.
I'm ready, baby, because it's ladies' night, dudes' night, it's everybody's night.
You're ready to hear it, huh, from the streets.
So then, Nick.
Talk to me.
Who's behind you? Are we as men, dudes, which includes us, are we falling behind the ladies?
Yes. Absolutely. So, I believe what ladies do really, really well is there's a lot of things ladies do well. Number one, they build an infrastructure around them that allows them to stay connected, expressed, feel a part of something larger. They're great at creating an infrastructure where they're partnering with others. Mm-hmm. They're so good at partnering to create and to collaborate. And women are working on themselves, man. That's the thing. That's what I love about women. Women are working tirelessly. You know, I've run a lot of personal development workshops, which you guys have been a part of. Mm-hmm. 90% of the people in those workshops are who?
Women.
Women.
Women. Who have the loudest voices in that room?
Women.
Well,
come on now.
They do, and we're going to hear from those women tonight.
Yeah, and I've done workshops, and you guys have been a part of them, where dudes and their ladies have been in the workshops, and when they've been physically together, guess who's louder, and guess who's like a mouse?
The woman is louder.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the man is a mouse.
Yeah. And this is not about right or wrong. This conversation is really about an opportunity to continue this conversation about what it is to be a better dude. And because it is ladies' night, to hear from the ladies their perspective on what it takes to be a better dude. Because I really do believe this in my heart. I really, really do, that when dudes take a stand, the world literally rock and rolls. I've personally seen it. I've seen it. When men are like taking a stand and like willing to put it out there and take a risk, man, awesomeness is created.
Well, you mentioned tonight that it's an opportunity for us dudes to be open. After this break, we have some women lined up to call and share their thoughts on how we can all be better dudes.
Yeah, and social media is already lighting up, and we have some comments there, which we'll get to when we return. You've been listening to Dudes of Disruption, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant. And I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
All right, welcome back to Dudes of Disruption, the rules of being a better dude, part two, the ladies speak. Social media, as usual, of late is on fire. And I'm going to run through a couple of comments we got on Meerkat. One from one of our dudes, Real Martin MCC, who talked about the cave last week. What Martin had to say was, let's see, women aren't always right, but they're never wrong. We're going to see about that tonight, Martin. And then we have Calamity Gina, who is another radio host out on Long Island that I know from iRadio USA. And she says, what women want is an honorable, honest man. If you can't be honest, what's the point? Good.
Fair enough.
So I would say honesty would be added to the list of rules. We love that. Thank you guys for joining in the conversation. And please, if anybody is daring enough to get on the phone, the number is 877-480-4120. And we are back.
And thank you, Martin, for chiming in on, what is that, Meerkat, Tommy?
Yes.
But this is really an offer. Martin's giving me the opportunity to just, again, remind the dudes out there to be open or open to the possibility that his perspective, what was his perspective? That women are never wrong, basically?
Right.
That there's an opportunity to disrupt that automatic belief. Not because Martin is wrong. He can have the experiences he's had with his ladies. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking to take that away. And at the same time, there's an opportunity to disrupt that automatic way. Because when we disrupt an automatic belief, something new is possible.
Awesome. And we have our first lady of tonight. She's on line one. Her name is Amy. She is a friend of mine from some past leadership and well-being seminars. And she's on tonight to talk about being a better dude. Amy, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do.
And did you know? Good. And Amy's also a longtime listener and first time caller.
Right.
Welcome.
On.
Welcome to the show, Amy.
So, thank you.
Amy,
thanks.
Can you let us know what is it about this topic of being a better dude that really grabs you? Why is this topic important to you?
I've got some great dudes in my life. My husband probably being the best dude I have, and my dad. And when I think about what makes them great dudes, is I know exactly how they feel about me. And they're vocal about that. And I also see it through actions, so I can trust them. I also know that they're there for me, and I even am fortunate enough that I can actually be vulnerable in front of my husband, although he doesn't always do that back, right? So I love that you guys are talking about being vulnerable, because I think that that's an area that men don't always venture in. And I think it's actually a bigger issue in the workplace than it even is at home, because what happens in the workplace is there's that feeling that you can never be vulnerable, and which I think sometimes can create an even bigger chasm in terms of what happens for women and men, because men are naturally more confident in the workplace than women. There's a confidence gap that just exists.
Very true.
And I think women don't want to show that vulnerability. So what ends up happening for women in that environment is women need to feel like they have 90% of anything locked down before they're actually going to go for something. Whereas guys are, feel more confident going for it when they've got 60%.
And Amy, and you make some very good points. Nick actually has a comment and question for you.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
The question, Amy, thank you so much. Actually, Amy's schooling the dudes and the dudettes. Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you for that twofer. The question I have for you real quick is,
sure.
You mentioned that both your husband and your dad basically will share with you how they're feeling about you, right? And that's one of the things that you love about them, which is such a great invitation for all the dudes out there listening in the global tribe. The question is, do they also tell you how they feel about you when they're upset with you? Because one of our rules is to avoid stepping over and stepping around, because often the comment from dudes from the men's groups I've run is, well, I don't want to cause trouble. She doesn't really want to hear that. I'd rather, let's just put that, I'm going to sweep that under the rug, or, sweep it into the closet. Do they tell you when they're upset with you as well?
Yes.
Awesome.
They do. And I think I'm glad you brought that up, because that is an important point. My husband definitely can tell me when he's upset with me, but it doesn't have to come out as something that's, it doesn't have to be as big a deal when you let it out. And I think what happens is when you hold on to stuff, it gets so much bigger than it needs to be.
Yes.
And when you let it out as it's happening, that, you can actually diffuse it faster.
Very true.
We've been married for 26 years, I've been with him for 34. We haven't always done this well.
And Amy, that is an awesome personal share so that folks know that it is appreciated. Us dudes know that it's appreciated when we actually are vulnerable and allow our significant other to be vulnerable. We want to thank you so much for calling tonight, Amy.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening. And please call again.
And have your dude listen.
Yes.
I know. I will. Okay.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Good night, Amy.
Good night.
Take care.
So the ladies are jumping in and not just talking about being better at home, but being better at work, too.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
These women are so advanced.
That's what I'm saying. The women, and I say this lovingly, they are, I won't say the term loudmouth because that has a negative connotation, but they are committed to speaking up. They are committed to planting their feet, standing firm, and making a damn point about who they are. And that's what I love about the ladies. And so for the dudes out there, that's a great lesson to take. It's a great way of being.
Well, it's going to keep on coming.
Really? Is it? Is it ladies' night?
Yes, it is. It's ladies' night because we have another lady on the line. Is this Gina on line too?
Yes, this is Calamity Gina, and I would like to say hello to Tommy and everyone there.
Hey, what's
Dudes
up?
Dudes of Distinction, you guys are great.
Disruption.
Wait, hold on. Now, Gina, Dudes of Distinction would mean we're like going away. We're
not
growing.
That classy. We're not that classy. Disruption. We like to disrupt stuff.
Disruption. I'm sorry. Anyway, I wanted to just say that I think the biggest problem with men and women is that they don't, in relationships especially, men and women think differently. And if women understood that men don't always think the same way that you do, and if men understood that women don't think the way that men do, that they would and took the time and the effort to put into understanding instead of listening to respond, I think that people would have better relationships.
And Gina.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling.
That was good.
I'm digging Gina.
Gina's awesome.
Yeah, right? Can you share with the dudes out there how ladies think, or just give us a glimpse inside? Because I know that's obviously a bigger question or a bigger conversation, but can you give us a glimpse inside the brain, inside the soul of a dudette?
Well, I think the whole thing is it was explained. It was explained to me that men's brains are like waffles. They
Jesus, it's going down.
Nice, be nice, Gina. Yeah.
No, wait, you're gonna laugh. No, it's
we are laughing.
They
compartmentalize
simple box. Yeah, they put things in simple boxes, and they go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes,
you know, whenever you're telling a story or whatever, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and you go right in order. Women, however's brains are more like spaghetti, and they are like thinking of a million different things. So when they go to explain something to a man, they may start out with number 1, and then go to 3, and then go to 5, and then go back to 2. So they don't always, that is the biggest problem between men and women. And a lot of times, they're saying the exact same thing, but they're not catching that, you know, they're not understanding that they're saying the same thing because of the way that their brains work. And if they took a step back and would actually listen to understand what their person was saying instead of to respond, then it could solve a lot of the problems of the miscommunication between the dudettes and the dudes.
Wow.
You know, and you said a key word twice today, which is listening. And really the offer is listen less to the content, right? Like you're saying, like a woman's mind, for example, is like spaghetti. They're sharing and unloading and you know, saying whatever's on their mind in that moment. There's, you know, 4 or 5 different concepts going on. What the dudes need to listen for is contextually, what are they saying, right? Mm-hmm. What are you, in this case, what is Gina really saying, right? I think we get way too caught up in the details and in the moment rather than what's really behind this conversation? What's really running the show?
Or taking it personal.
Yeah.
You know, instead of looking at it as they're complaining or they're nagging, a lot of times they're venting and want you to just say, oh, I understand, and be genuine about the fact that you understand that they're having a hard time or they have something that they really want you to understand. But the way our brains work, and they work so different, that a lot of times you get hung up on the personal aspect of it instead of actually listening to the context of what they're saying.
Very true. Gina, we want to thank you for calling in. Do you Yes. have a question for the dudes?
Well, I would just, no, not really. I just wanted to say thank you, guys. And it's this is the first time that I've joined the show. I've watched one other time for a short period of time. I didn't have a lot of time, but I'm really impressed, and thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, and please call back again, Gina. Have
Thanks,
a good night.
Gina.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Whoa, time is flying by. The ladies are definitely up for ladies' night tonight.
They are up. They are fired up. Can you dudes feel their energy and their enthusiasm? That's what I love. That's why I brought my A game, because I knew ladies were going to be on the horn tonight.
I'm getting a sense of like they are appreciating that we're opening up the forum to actually listen to what they have to say.
And
because that's how we roll.
It is. And it's been my experience both on the air tonight, but even leading up to the show, women care about us dudes.
They do. They do. They really do, actually.
They
women
do.
Want us to win.
They do.
That's what I want the dudes to get out there, is women actually want their dudes to win, is why they give us so much rope. They give us so much rope to win. And even when we fall and we make a mistake and we fumble and stumble, they still give us the space. Women are so forgiving. Women won't go away. I mean, they won't go away for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of don't go away, we have Alexis on the line, and we will bring her into this conversation after the break.
All right. You've been listening to the Dudes and the Dudettes tonight on Dudes of Disruption, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
No, I'm not there. No, I'm not there. You're still here.
Welcome back to Dudes of Disruption. We are
disrupting.
We are disrupting tonight. Social media is disrupted, and I just love the activity and the conversations that get inspired when we bring up these type of topics. So, just a couple of things. Did you know the Dudes have a podcast? Every Wednesday on iTunes, you can get this show that you would be hearing right now will be available tomorrow, and you can catch up on all the good stuff we've been talking about for the last 30 shows before this one. So check us out on iTunes, subscribe, and please leave a review. So talking about social media, I wanted to drop a message that was left on us from Mr. Terry Reshi, I believe is his handle. He wrote, if a woman's brain works like what Gina described, like spaghetti, he said, if a woman's brain works like that, I don't think I want a woman running the country. So like we just went back 2 weeks to our politics talk, right, about men versus women, when I love that. But lots of comments around honesty. Women love the fact that men should be honest and, you know, all of that stuff. And we have listeners, Long Island, New York, Iowa, Los Angeles. People are tuning in from all over the place. And we love you guys. Thanks for joining.
We love them. And to the comment about a woman running the country, we go back to that podcast, which I think is episode 29, where we also talked about the Pew research that women are seen as having 5 of the 8 most important leadership skills.
Right.
And tied for 2 of those 8 with men, and only 1 did they not score higher as perceived as being more talented at certain leadership skills.
Yeah, we also offered some other statistics in that show about how women politicians outperform male politicians. Just saying.
But people would still choose a man. Right, that was what the
We had ladies call in and say they would choose a man over a woman. I also want to give a shout out to some of the global tribers that are on the internet radio: Japan, Korea, China, Athens, Greece, Missouri. We got a bunch of people in New York, New Rochelle, Hicksville. Lots of people in the city, Fulton, New York. We got El Segundo, California, Ashburn, Virginia. The tribe is on fire.
Growing.
I know who else is on fire.
Who else is on fire?
She's on the line.
She is on the line. And the person that's on the line is Alexis.
Alexis, yes. I know she is chomping at the bit.
Uh-oh.
Alexis, do you...
So far, the ladies have been nice, right?
Alexis
up to this point.
They've been pretty nice. Alexis is a friend of mine, so you know you're in trouble already.
We are definitely in trouble.
Right. So does that mean, Nick, should I tee her up, or is she just going to go off on her own?
She said, you know I'm not holding back.
Alexis, I'll tee you up, and I'm sure you may disrupt this comment, but is there a tip or a rule that you have for us dudes to be better dudes?
Oh, that's such a tough question. No, I mean, I don't think there's one rule. I think, you know, maybe the one rule is to be responsible for your own actions and yourselves. I mean, that's my approach when I raise my son. So,
say more about that, Alexis. I know you have 2 kids. Beautiful kids, by the way, and her son has this wicked cool haircut. I was hanging with them. I was hanging with them for Halloween. My 6-year-old, by the way, loves your son. I think he followed him and followed every move he made. Share more about your son, and what do you mean about men or dudes taking responsibility for their actions?
Yeah, and Alexis, I will say, the reason why, Nick, I'm glad you went there is because I think sometimes this conversation is seen as men, women, oftentimes in relation to each other, like relationships. But there's other relationships we have with dudes in this world, like mothers to sons, fathers, brothers. So, yes, Alexis, please say more.
Sure. I mean, I think even beyond that, it's just about how you can be your best self, right? I mean, I'm a woman. I want to be my best self as a woman, and I want my son to be his best self as a man. And, you know, as a single mom, raising 2 kids and raising a boy and a girl, you know, I have a really different experience with both of them and with how they're perceived in society. You know, what the leeway that my son gets at school, for example, is much different than, you know, what my daughter gets. My son isn't held accountable for, you know, a huge portion of his actions, just because that's just the way people treat boys. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're boys. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. And, you know, I don't think that is, you know, having the best expectations of him as a boy and, you know, in the future as a man. I think he's perfectly capable of answering to, you know, to me, to himself, to, you know, to whatever actions he takes and being responsible for them. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually was at a conference all day today, and the last speaker, it's funny you brought up the point about your son's treated differently than your daughter or vice versa. The last speaker talked about the unconscious bias. Now, she was talking about the unconscious bias in the workplace, but she was very much talking about her personal experience growing up, where her brother was treated differently than she was. Mm-hmm. And then she talks about it in the workplace, and it's completely unconscious, right? And it's in the images, it's in the media, it's how much pressure do we put on the boy versus the girl? So it's interesting that you just brought that up.
Right. It really is everywhere. And it's not like it's on purpose, but if, you know, if my son is not made aware of that right now, then he's going to fall into that, you know, as a habit, because, you know, that's how it is. Instead of, you know, having the expectation of him raised, you know, I think that's sort of a key for me as his parent, is that he knows I'm holding him accountable because I expect him to deliver on that. Does, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, You know, I had an immigrant mom. I'm the firstborn in my family. I have my mom's dad's name. So you could imagine what that led to, right?
Mm-hmm.
A mom who did a whole lot for me, a mom who made a lot of excuses for me at times. Listen, I love my mom and I love how she loved me. And at the same time, the risk that you run when you don't hold your son, in this case, accountable and or responsible for their actions is entitlement, is brattiness, is someone who's pointing the finger and looking elsewhere and often having the experience of being victim rather than being someone who's taking a stand.
Yeah, I think that that's really true.
And
I mean, and also, you know, when you hold your son accountable, or when you have an expectation of him, I mean, in my experience, it makes my son feel good about himself. Like,
yes.
I believe he's capable of being his best self.
That's awesome.
Very awesome. Alexis, we want to thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for the dudes?
No, I'd rather get off the radio now.
Thanks for calling, Alexis.
Hey, okay. We appreciate it, Alexis. Please call in again.
Guys,
have a good
so
night.
Bye.
Alexis, she's so cute.
Ladies night,
they're dancing in the aisles right now, baby.
They are.
Speaking of ladies,
what do you got?
Hello, girlfriend.
What?
Your lady.
Hi, guys.
Oh boy.
Hey.
Wow, she's really fired
up. Oh, she is. She's ready to go.
Because, and we love all the ladies and dudettes out there, but when girlfriend calls in, we're going to have her on for this entire segment.
Hello,
yes,
girlfriend.
We got some special love for Anissa.
Yeah, so you know what? I don't even know where I want to start.
Oh, man. Keep me out of it.
Maybe we should just let her start.
Anissa.
Yeah.
Or I feel awkward actually calling her Anissa. I'm so used to saying hey, girlfriend.
Right.
But Anissa, what tip or rule would you share with us dudes and all the dudettes around the world about how we can be better dudes?
AKA, what tip would you share for your dude?
by the way,
yes.
just a quick sidebar.
Yes.
We're at this conference, girlfriend.
Hey, girlfriend, are you biding time?
Hold on. So girlfriend was at this conference today that I referenced with mm-hmm. during the Alexis call. And one of my clients is there, and she and girlfriend's asking the client, I love your jewelry. Where do you get that jewelry? What are the two locations? And I'm thinking to myself, man, is that a hint or what?
Yeah, really.
Global Tribe.
You know me. I'm interested in jewelry. What can I say?
Yeah, I know you.
Global Tribe, you just witnessed Mr. Good News buy some time to try to run out the clock.
Yeah, stalling.
Okay, you don't get to say
hold
anything
on.
Else, Mr.
Sam,
Good News.
Sam put his fingers up yet for
no.
2 minutes?
No, he didn't.
No.
So back to, hey, girlfriend, Anissa.
Yeah.
What tip or rule do you have for dudes to be better dudes, a.k.a. Mr. Good News?
Well, I have to agree with Alexis 100% on accountability, and pretty much have come across major issues with that up until now in my past life or previous lives around men. There, I feel like there's a huge discrepancy of guys not taking accountability for themselves or their actions or their results. And it's been a huge problem, but in my mind. It also makes me, kind of what you guys were talking about earlier with Alexis, you know, I have a real fear. I think that there is this huge movement of, like, coddling children and creating these incredibly entitled human beings. And to me, it's kind of terrifying because I think it's already a problem, and I don't, like, see the next generation's like people of our age, people who are parents, like consciously, I think it's very rare that people are consciously trying to change that paradigm in parenting.
Girlfriend.
And I, yeah, yes.
You have a lovely daughter who I also spent.
Quite too intense.
I also spent Halloween with. And the question I have is if mm-hmm. you had a wish for your daughter as it relates to the dude, assuming mm-hmm. she wants to be with dudes when she grows older, if she was going to be with a dude, what would you tell her? Like what kind of dude should she be partnering with?
And she's going to describe you.
Mm. Well, it's interesting. I wanted to add something there. Tracy, mm-hmm. my wife, has actually said to my daughter, who is Celia, who's 13, almost 14, Don't settle for anything less in a man than what you see going on in this house. You know, the way that your father treats me and treats you, which I think is, you know, is the kind of thing you want to instill in your children.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think devotion, just like utter love and devotion, like you will do anything for that person, and vice versa. I think that if you can find that, you've pretty much got it all.
Because that's the important stuff.
Say that again, devotion and
love. And love and devotion. So just this devotion, meaning someone will walk on water for you and vice versa. You know, you just absolutely got each other's backs. You're a team. You're in it together.
That's awesome. I do have another question for you, but I want to ask it in the context of the segment called Say What?
Say what?
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 So every
what do you got to say?
Every week, we bring a news article into the show that relates to the topic.
Okay. And we're keeping girlfriend on for this.
We're keeping girlfriend on
just
for
to this. Torture me.
Yes. We enjoy having you in the hot seat, and it's even better when girlfriend's on the line. So we're all business folks and or have a business or have a career. And we all want to have earning power, make more money, get promotions, do well at our business careers. What do you think or who do you think is most important in you having a successful business or career?
Who do I think?
Yeah. Who do you think? Who could be some of the most important people to you being successful at business and in your career at work?
I mean, your family, which includes your wife or your husband, your kids, your extended family, but I would say your spouse.
Spouse. Tommy?
I mean, I have to agree, too, because if your home life and your support system is not in a good place, everything else is going to falter.
Well, the good news is you two are on to something, because researchers at the University of Washington in St. Louis actually said, want to be more successful? Marry the right person. The person you marry, who you spend a lot of your time with, will actually influence your earning potential, your satisfaction at work, your ability to go out and be the best you can be when you're out there in the world. Now, the factor that they look at is called how reliable and conscientious is your partner.
Oh boy, girlfriend is really reliable. I call her the drill sergeant.
Well,
I call Tracy Hurricane Tracy.
And it's funny you both say that. In the article, they reference a man who says, my wife used to get on my nerves with all this order and being practical and getting stuff all together. And he learned to appreciate that actually made things run smoother at home and allowed him to also be better and take those same skills to work at home and work.
Listen, I met girlfriend 7 months ago. Are we dating 7 months, 7.5 months? And yeah. I've had my best 7 months in business in a very, very long time.
Wow.
And
because of me.
And
this study would say it actually is because of you.
And girlfriend is, I would describe her to the global tribe as someone who's steady and who's methodical and who's conscientious and who's reliable. When she says I'm going to be there at 8:30, she's there at 8:25. And even better yet, she expects the same of me. And what I love about girlfriend is that when I'm out of integrity, if you will, or when I break a promise, that's what I mean by being out of integrity, she'll call me out on it. You know, and even better yet, she holds the space in such a way that I actually want to be a better man.
And that is awesome that you said that. We're coming up on a break, but when we come back from the break, and hopefully Anissa will hold on through the break, I do have a question as to, for her, how conscientious are you?
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I bring that up because...
Really, Tommy?
Yeah, that's a... Really? I can't wait to hear that after the break, because Thomas, they often say... Take the average of, you are the average of the five people that you hang out the most with. There's sayings like that.
What is it again?
You are the average of the five people you hang out the most with.
Okay, interesting.
Which also ties to this article because for most of us who have a spouse, they're one of those five people. So it's by no coincidence.
Wait, are you calling girlfriend spouse? You making that connection?
You know, I am. But we'll talk more about that after the break.
Oh, Nicholas, I can't wait till we come back. You've been listening to Dudes of Disruption. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Dude.
Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
All right, we are back. We're cutting the intro short tonight on the fourth segment, so we could jump right back into this. We left with a cliffhanger about how conscientious Nick was. A couple of quick things. Shout out to everybody on social media. And a quick comment from Mayor from Queens, a little buddy from Queens of ours.
Mayor, where in Queens? Let us know.
I think she told us a few weeks ago. I believe it's Floral Park, I believe.
Or Ozone Park, maybe.
Yeah, okay. So she said that dudes need to please listen, respect, and don't be duds.
Got it.
Yes. Love that. Thank you.
Very cool.
Milk duds.
Yes.
So coming out of the break, we had one last question for, hey, girlfriend, Anissa. For,
hi.
Please let us know, how conscientious is Mr. Good News?
Nick is very conscientious, as you can probably imagine. And it's actually been interesting for me because I have not had that experience in my life up until now with men at being conscientious and considerate and kind of paying attention to what's going on with me. So, yeah, it's kind of a mind blower.
You should see the smile on his face. Actually, I think I'm gonna have to switch your nicknames around. You might be Mr. Lover from now on, Nick. I don't know.
And judging. She is Mrs. Good News.
Yes, yeah. Really.
I got something for you, Mrs. Good News.
Whoa. Hey, whoa. Now.
And, yeah. Hey, and on that note, we're going to have to cut the line. No, Anissa, always a pleasure to have you join the show. And we should do this more often.
Yes, we should.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, we will.
I mean, yes, actually. I mean, when she sharing this way, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anissa, do you have any last comment or question for the dudes or your dude?
Just something about the noodle brain and that one comment that someone made about that not being appropriate for a presidential candidate. And I just have to say that I think the noodle brain is kind of an amazing thing because it's kind of a holistic approach to everything. And that I think that's kind of why women can be very good multitaskers because we can have a lot of different thought processes going on at the same time.
Awesome.
And for running a country, I think that could be a darn good thing. So yeah. Because there is a lot going on. So
yeah, women have
kind of see it all at the same time is kind of brilliant as opposed to a linear thinking.
Yeah, women have such a capacity to take on so much. And I, watching Girlfriend, I can tell you firsthand.
Hey, Anissa, thank you for calling in, and thank you for that parting shot in response to the comments we've been getting on some of the social media. We will talk to you soon. Thank you for calling
in.
Bye,
guys. Thank you.
Bye, Anissa. Bye.
Ladies' Night continues on line one.
Yep.
We have Adriana. Adriana, say hello to the dudes.
Hello. Hello, Tommy. Hello, Gregory and Nick. It's Adriana.
Hey, the big A.
I know that dude.
Thank you for calling in. I'm so glad we're able to fit you in before the close of the show. Could you tell us one tip or rule you have for dudes to be better dudes?
Thank you for having me. So one of the things that just surfaces for me often, especially in my experience, is that what would be great is to experience a dude highly conscious, in the sense where he's again you know, in tune with his vulnerable side, but at the same time, knowing how to balance that with his masculine side, right? And offering, you know, the space for him to sit in the uncomfortableness of that vulnerability and just embracing it. Because from there is where I feel they'll learn so much. Men will learn so much in how to really understand women, because women are always, we're hardwired to be, you know, in tune, if you will. And for a man to really grasp that, oh, forget it. I come undone.
Wait, hold on. She said she comes undone. Yeah, really? Adriana. Hold on. For any dudes out there, Adriana, are you available?
I am single, yes.
All right. She's looking for some vulnerability so she can come undone.
Do you want us to shout out your Twitter handle, Adriana?
Well, she's posted on the Dudes of Disruption Facebook page, too.
She
so
has.
If folks are listeners of the dudes, they actually have a way to respond and comment and talk to Miss Adriana.
Adriana, just before you hop off, because we know you're busy, just say one. Give us a couple of bars on when you said you love a man who also brings his masculinity.
Yeah, well, you know, me personally, I really do like an alpha male, but not caveman alpha male.
Yeah.
Highly conscious alpha male. Like, he knows how to ravish his woman, at the same time knows how to really sit in his vulnerability and knows when to, you know, put a stop to his chaos, if you will. Or not just put a stop to the chaos, because we're constantly in chaos, but knows how to handle situations in the midst of chaos and knows how to bring in the vulnerability in the midst of chaos and you know, finesse it. That to me is gorgeous. That to me is beautiful and it's, you know, it's attractive.
Yeah, what it sounds like to me that you're saying is that part of what a great dude brings is safety, right? Like, hey, I got this handled. Like, lean on me. Hop on my back. I'm going to help create some order here. Let me take some of the shots here. Let me stand in front of the bullet, if you will, right? And I also, what I'm also hearing you say is actually masculinity includes vulnerability. Masculinity isn't about punching people in the face. Masculinity is about actually sharing yourself in a powerful way and willing to be connected. And like you said before, like willing to get uncomfortable.
That is so true. And Adriana, we want to thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for the dudes before we go?
No questions. I'm loving it. I do want to know when you guys are going to go on Periscope, because I'm all over Periscope.
Tommy?
We're on Periscope now. Just search Gregory Neesmith and you'll be able to find us. And if you go on Meerkat, search at Tommy Spiro. Thank you for calling in. And please don't be a stranger. Call in again.
Well,
yeah, hop on Periscope because I got a new haircut and I think it looks pretty good.
Mr. Good News. Thank you, Adriana. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, guys.
And the show is winding down. It is time for parting shots.
Okay.
And if there's any other callers, we'll try to fit you in before it's time to go. Mr. Good News.
My parting shot is from my quote from Chrissy Hynde when she referenced Otis Redding's song. Oh, she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. But when she gets weary, Otis says, try a little tenderness.
Mm.
But while she's there waiting without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you got to do. It's not just sentimental. No, no, no. She has her grief and care, but the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, it makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their only happiness. All you got to do is try a little tenderness.
That's awesome. And I'm actually going to give up my parting shot to Miss Tina, who we have on the line.
Ooh, you little surprise attack here.
Yes.
Tina's got the parting shot tonight.
Tina.
Yes.
It's been like the lines have been on fire.
I know.
And I normally do a parting shot, but you are going to have my parting shot.
Try a little tenderness. Yes,
right?
Indeed. I love it.
So, Tina, we talked the other night, and I know you had at least one tip for a rule to a dude to be a better dude. Could you share that with the dudes and dudettes out there?
I need you dudes to be more honest.
And you mean brutally honest.
brutally honest, but I mean,
but with love.
Yeah, a little, you know, you can put a little sugar on it, but don't overcoat it.
Tina,
it shouldn't look like a glazed donut.
So when you ask us if you look fat in those jeans, we're supposed to tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
But now this is the deal. You have to know your woman.
Yes.
Okay, and you got to know how to approach her. Just like I said before, it's like when you're feeding a child, you feed a baby different food than you feed a toddler, than you feed, you know, a teenager, than you feed an adult. Everybody's eating, but we eat a different way. Mm.
Ladies are so wicked smart. I love all these analogies and metaphors.
We might have the Book of Dudette coming out soon.
I know. Hey, Tina, I wish we had more time, but the good news is we do this show every week. We want you to call back in.
Yes, Tina.
Listen. Give her honesty. And show appreciation. Little things mean a lot. Try a little tenderness. That's all the food is.
Otis Redding quote. And Tina, what kind of food would you feed these dudes here in studio?
Ooh, wait a minute. What kind of radio we on?
Maybe we should have a part three of this show, I think. I don't know. Well, thank you, Tina.
Tina, hey, thank you for calling in. And we'll talk very, very soon. And we want you to call back in again next week.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, guys. All right. Later,
dude. All right. Good night.
Good night. Wow. So that was part two of The Rules of Being a Better Dude, The Ladies Speak. There might be a part three at the rate we're going.
Man.
I think they definitely will. Tonight, we heard from the ladies, and they talked about being highly aware, listening, diversity of how we see things, being responsible, being accountable, loving, and devoted. That's all they want from us to be better dudes, and I know we can do that.
Yes.
Honesty.
Yes.
Huge.
So like we close every show,
Dr. Seuss, don't cry, Global Tribe, because it's over. Global Tribe, a big, big, huge, major smile, because we had Ladies' Night, and Ladies' Night happened.
Right. Dude.
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 You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern, on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.